You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. What's trending? So the pandemic might have just finally put the knife into snow days. There have been a few schools that have done this, but New York City's public schools just made it official. They will never again have a snow day. Everybody's learned, you can just do remote learning.
Mm-hmm. Take your laptops home, kids.
Didn't you tell me your kids in Jeffco?
We did. It happened once or twice this winter where, they were sent home for snow days and still had work. Yeah. But I'll tell you, you've never seen kids get their work done so fast. They zipped through it so they could go out and sled, you know? It's still a snow day.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It is.
Speaking of kids, if you've wanted your kid to be the most popular kid in class, what can you do about that? Maybe your kid is like 3 or 4 or 5 years old, and you're like, when they grow up, I just want them to be popular. Well, a new study out of the Netherlands said, put wooden shoes on them.
Clop.
Netherlands joke. They said the biggest factor in whether a kid is popular in school or not is how old they are. They say, hold your kids back. Let them be the oldest one in class.
Oh, my God.
That will lead to them being more popular than the other kids.
So they're giants, so they're bigger than all the kids, and they won't take any crap. So that's will make them popular.
You guys waited on Reed, so he is probably destined to be the most popular kid in class. Because isn't he one of the oldest ones now in his class?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Older kids, they say, have advantages when they're young because their brains are more developed, their language and social skills are more developed. They're usually bigger than the other kids, and that leads to more attention and more praise, which then builds their confidence, which sticks with them as they grow up.
All right, so be it.
If we're going to do that, you know, there probably ought to be some families out there that wait and put their kid in first grade when they're like 12 or something.
Why not?
You know, they graduate high school at 27.
Sitting at those little desks. Knees up to their chin.
Oh, that's just silly. What else is trending?
Shout out to my nurses. Where my nurses at? Happy National Nurses Day.
Yeah.
Y'all kick butt, especially this past year. So
had to put up with a lot, too.
Thank a nurse today, all right? They're good humans. Here's some of your crap on celebrities. Jessica Alba making the news today because her Honest company went public yesterday. The IPO raised $413 million, and she owns about 5.6 million shares of that company.
Dang.
$23 per share, Dom. Beep, boop, deep, boop, beep, boop. $130 million she got yesterday.
Wow.
Good night.
Strikes me as a nice person.
She seems charming. Snappy dresser. Very successful. That Honest company makes bath products, body products, baby products, cleaning products.
Okay.
Smart business to be in, really, especially right now. Cleaning products.
Your timing was perfect.
Are you kidding me? So that's happening. Mark Wahlberg's trying to gain some weight for a new movie. He's trying to gain about 30 pounds. Some before and after pictures floating around online today because we're used to Marky Mark looking all ripped with his 12-pack abs. Making all those other guys feel bad. And now the after pictures this morning, he's a chubby, chubby boy now, eating about 7,000 calories a day.
Well, who doesn't?
8 meals throughout the day, including a nightcap of oatmeal and applesauce and molasses, so he can gain weight while he's sleeping, essentially. Hmm. He's committing to this role.
So he's trying to transition from a Jeremy bod to a Dom bod.
Is that what he's doing?
I guess.
Dom bod. Yeah, I guess. I'm not as in shape as Mark Wahlberg. He's a tough dude. Speaking of your body, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, some really stretched out, beautiful people, just released their data from last year, and they said the most popular type of procedure last year, butt implants, Dom.
Look at that.
You, speaking of your body, don't you say that you got a flat butt?
Mm-hmm.
You could get butt implants. 22% rise in the booty saline. What do they put in there? Is it saline or what's the other stuff?
Or don't they take like
cheese whiz
from other parts of your body and shove it in there?
No, because don't they? Well, they might. Because I've heard of the procedure where they suck it out of your butt and you can put it into your chesticle area for the ladies. But I don't know. I guess they're blaming it on two different things. Boredom, basically, from this past year. We're all sitting around watching reality TV, looking at Instagram, and we got butt envy. So, yeah, I'm going to get butt implants. And the other one is, yeah, just basically sitting around last year, and we're all worried that our butts are flattening out.
How do you feel about your butt?
My butt's fine.
Yeah, I'm happy with mine. I have no butt issues.
What do you think of my butt?
You have a cute butt.
Thanks. I am so going to save that for one of our little sweepers.
Go ahead.
That we play. Yeah, you got a cute butt. What does that run? Do we have any idea?
Anybody, butt implants?
Anybody got a butt implant? I don't know.
Hold on. You want me to Google it?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Like, I mean, obviously, it's an invasive, painful procedure, I would imagine.
And
expensive. I mean, can't you just do some squats?
The average cost of buttock augmentation with fat grafting.
Fat grafting?
Is just under $4,300. The average cost of butt implants, $5,000. And the average cost of a buttock lift is just under $5,000. So roughly $4,200 to $5,000.
Huh. Well, whatever. If it makes you feel better, gives you a little more confidence, so be it. Spend the money.
Gluteal implants can last up to 10 years.
Huh. All right. Well, get some mileage out of that money, I guess, for 10 years.
Huh. So it works out to about $500 a year for your arse.
You're blowing that on lattes.
It's like $1.50 a day. So it's like $1.25 to $1.50 a day for your butt.
Worth it. Worth it, worth it. What else do I want to tell you? We can chat a little bit about Mother's Day real quick, because somebody polled over 2,000 moms and asked them what they actually enjoy getting as a gift for Mother's Day. I'm not seeing anything that's too explosive on here. Jewelry, spa day, something homemade. Bleah.
Oh,
no,
we did a mind bender about
that.
Where moms really aren't that crazy about those after all.
I don't think any parent is. That's like a big parent lie. The big, oh, you made me something. That's
yeah,
great.
That was what the mind bender was about. That is something like, wasn't it 40-something% of moms have totally lied about that?
Yeah. Doing something with families on the list, flowers, and a
what
card.
What about the alone time?
A card is number one. Mom just wants a card?
Well, they say
that's a lie too, Dom.
That's what they say. Just get me a card.
Mom wants biscuits and gravy and some booze, I bet.
Sure.
We're hosting Mother's Day this Sunday, and that's actually one of the things Nicole's making. She's got this biscuits and gravy recipe for the crock pot.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're gonna have a couple crock pots going with that in
what
there.
What time should I be there?
No, you're not a mom.
are you having all of the moms there? Where you're
my mom,
Nicole's mom gonna be there?
My sister, who is now a new mom.
Oh, right.
My grandma and Nick Nick. Well, five
Dang.
Moms there. Don't
super
worry, we're
event.
All double vaccinated. Speaking of, this is my 2 week, my Moderna. It's been in me. My second shot's been 2 weeks today.
Hooray!
So get the bar at Chili's ready. I'm coming. We're all vaccinated, so don't write me. All right, clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link that this woman put out there on Twitter. She went in for a job interview. No, check that. She was doing an online job interview, and one of the questions popped up on there, and she says, this is the most bizarre question ever. The question is, quote, you've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with the elephant?
Eat it.
Eat it. Dom.
Listen.
No, elephants are in danger.
I have figured that today is lost for me anyway, because just reading the Facebook messages, I'm the most hated man in America today, so I might as well eat the elephant.
One woman said you're being mean.
No, she said I was a jerk.
Oh, that was a different one.
Oh.
Dom's a jerk and he's mean today.
I scrolled back through that lady's messages. Every message she's ever sent to us just about is some sort of rip at me. So I'm like, no,
she's
right,
got something.
Par for
up
the course.
For you, up her beautifully implanted butt for you.
She's the president of the I Hate Dom Club.
She's got a little t-shirt, a little hat, little flags.
It's a picture of me with a line through it, you know?
Anyway.
She's probably the president of the Elephant Fan Club, too, and so now I've really pissed her off.
Oh, Dom. So listen, don't bother going and looking at our clickbait today. Just go onto our Facebook and write a message to Dom today.
Sure,
try
do
to
that.
Cheer him up. Cheer him up a little bit.
I'm fine.
All right, never mind. Write a message to Dom and tell him how horrible he is. Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Fill up that inbox.
Clickbait.